KSL News time is 6:59. We have an emergency triple team traffic situation. How's it looking, Andy?
Finally, a bit of good news to give you for drivers going from Park City to Salt Lake City. They have reopened the main flow. Only one lane right now, but the one lane is open on westbound I-80 going over Lambs Canyon. The delays already go back to the summit where the rain is still coming down really hard, so it's going to be a long time to get from Park City to Salt Lake City. And the crews aren't done cleaning it up. They've just got it to a point where they can allow you to go west and stay on the main flow without having to be forced off on the exit, Eric.
We got northbound I-15 slowing from Draper to Midvale. A lot of that is because of wet roads, but a lot of that's because of normal volume this time of the morning. Over on the 215 South Belt, we've got a crash between Taylorsville and Murray. That is not causing any major delays, and we got two crashes, I-80 westbound in the Sugar House area, but no delays there. Heather?
We have a crash northbound I-15 at 26 South and Woods Cross, and KSL traffic trooper Steve took a look
several
at it.
Traffic started to start to pile up.
And that's causing delays in both directions. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.